Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're holding Chav Aleph Amid Beis, 4.5 lines from the bottom of the Amid. And the Gemara now repeats a Gemara that we learned back on daf Yud Tes. What does the Gemara tell us? Gufa Amar B'yos Reb Chanina, Kol Kiyor She'in Boi K'dei L'Kadish Arbo K'yhana Mimenu Ein Mekachin Boi. The Kiyor has to have a minimum volume of water for purposes of being able to have four K'yhanim be Mekadish Yodeyim V'Ragleyim at the same time. You could always refill it, obviously, but we're talking about that has to have a minimum volume of four kehanim. Zokti yimara kior, kol kior she'ein boi kedei l'kadish arbo kehanim imenu, ein mekachin boi. You're not yoitza. It's not a kosher kior for our purposes. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk, v'roch tzum imenu Moshe Aharonu vonav, and the Gemara darshins, Moshe is one, Aharon is two, uvonav is isomar, a loss of Isomer is two more, two plus two is four, four altogether. So that's the minimum volume to be able to satisfy Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for four Kehanim. Frank Dimar, is that really true? Meisvei, you have a Braisa. Kol HaKelim Mekadshim. It doesn't have to be the Kior, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Any Klishores. Klishores by definition means a Kehle that's used in the Beis HaMikdash that was Nimshach B'Shem and Hamishcha, at least in the first Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash, Avodoson Mechan Chosam. The fact that you're using it in the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, that in itself gives it the requisite Kedusha, to call it a Klisharis. And therefore the Braisa says, although, yes, the major designated Mekadish Yodayim V'Raglayim vessel was the Kior, but Lav Davka, Kol HaKev Mekadshin, Bein Sheyesh Ben Revias, Bein Sheyesh Ben Revias, even if the total amount of water in them is less than a Revias. Can you imagine? Is it possible to go and wash four Kehanim's Yedeim Ragleim with less than a Revias? It's hard enough to go and wash the Tilis Yedayim with Revias, just two hands alone. You're talking about four Kehanim less than a Revias. Come on. Ubavachu Klei Sharis. But the important thing, it has to be Klei Sharis. Meaning, you can't use clay chol. You can't go and take your negel vasa shisel that you use in the morning when you wake up, a plastic basin with a plastic tepala, and bring it into the basement. It's got to be clay shoris. But one thing I see clearly, it doesn't have to be large so that it can fill the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim requirements for four kehanim. Even less than a revias is kusha. And for the Umar of Adah Bar Acha, on the side it says Umar of Adah Bar Ahava, Bekoideach v'soichoi. What means kodeach v'soichoi? Kodeach means to bore a hole. The way Rashi learns is that what you've done is you're extending the larger kior by boring a hole into the side of the kior and inserting a small cup, a small vessel. And when the kohen goes and washes his hands, he doesn't take the water directly from the kior. He takes it from this extension, this additional kli. If you look at the Rashi, second and third line, says Rashi, b'kideach b'soichai. Kideach means to bore a hole. Doifane shel kior, in the wall of the kior. V'toichev v'toichai. After he bores the hole, he inserts in the hole kli katan, a klenchiga kli, small kli. U'miktsose l'chutz, part of it is protruding to the outside, and part of it is in the inside. V'yoinek meimi hakior, and it's yoinek means it nurtures, it draws water from the kior itself, umoitzi, into this kli, and therefore the kahanim are not washing directly from the kior, they're washing from the kli, which is protruding partially from the kior. That small kli can be even less than a revias. Ba'apenafshi, if you're talking about a kli on its own, the chavad be'inan shira bar kahanim, you certainly need the shir for four kahanim. So therefore, Rashi learns b'kdeach b'toychoi that although the kir itself has to have at least the enough water for four kehanim, kiddush adayim v'raglayim, however, you can have this kli, which is kind of an extension, halfway in, halfway out of the kir, and that can be a much smaller kli. Tosis respectfully disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis says it's talking about a regular kli, klisharis, of course, where you drew the water from the kior, meaning you opened up the spigot in the kior, you now poured from there into much smaller kli, not that much different than we, that when we wash the Tilis Yadayim, we take some sort of kli, a washing cup, we put it underneath the faucet, fill up the washing cup, and wash our hands. So he says Toisis, that's the same thing that we're talking about over here. The kir itself held, I don't know, 1 gallon, 5 gallons, 100 gallons, whatever, and you open up the spigot, pour the water into a much smaller kli, a washing cup, but not a plastic washing cup, not even a metal washing cup, it was a kli shoris washing cup, and that already can be much smaller. It can be the size of like a kus, or even smaller than you use for kiddush, because it can be even less than revius. Why does that work? Says Toisin, because that's a derivative of the mekir inside the kir. As long as the original kir has more than the 4 kehanim, kiddush adayim raglayim, the receptacle that now you use your washing cup can even be less. Yes, Barry.
The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he would, before and after he dogo, he would wash his kiddush adayim raglayim from a ketone shalmayim.
Okay.
Which was not the kir. So what's the question here? Of course it doesn't have to be directly from the kir. We have every Yom Kippur him using this kli shoresh, which is still from the kior.
Very good. Well, the question is, how large was that kitoin?
I would never saw it. I'm not sure.
Of course. That's what Toisis is saying, that the Gemara's teretz is that kitoin theoretically could be, even be less than a revius. In other words, very small. Think of your kiddush cup and a very small kiddush cup. You can use that. That won't be enough, of course, to go me mekadesh adayim raglayim. So presumably you put it under the spigot 2 times, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, until you have enough water to cover the adayim raglayim. So the kos itself can be smaller, as long as you took the water from the kiyar, and then you went and poured it on the adayim raglayim, and that was kusha v'yushim. Zokti moravaita. Reiti moravami menu omrachmana. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk, if you look at Ois Aleph, Torah, Ora, Shalev, Rochtzu, Mi, Menu, and the Pasuk is referring to the Kiyar. So it sounds like you have to take it from the Kiyar directly. Not like Rashi learns that it's kind of an extension of the Kiyar. Not like Toises, this is a separate washing cup where you've drawn the water from the Kiyar. You got to go and wash from the Kiyar itself. Moreover, it sounds like you cannot use any other kli. Nishka kitoin, nishka kli shuris. It has to be the kir itself. How does the Gemara say you can use any kli shuris, even if it's less than a revius? You have to use the kir. Yirchotzu manu. And for the Gemara, yirchotzu. It says in the Pasuk, yirchotzu. What's right from yirchotzu? Notice in the Torah Ora Sholem, you have Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis are two psukim right after the each other in the Chumash. The first pasuk is V'rochtzu mimenu Moshe v'Aharon uvanav es yedeim v'esragleim. Moshe and Aharon's children are washing their hands from the kiyar. Next pasuk, B'voyim al oil boid v'kabosam el mezbeach yirchotzu. Make sure to wash your hands kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. There's an obvious question. What do you need the second yirchotzu for? You could combine the two psukim, make it into one sentence. When do they wash their hands? What do you need the extra yirchotzu for? Says Imar, the extra yirchotzu is ibrik, to go and tell you a halacha. What is that? That not only the kiyar itself, any kli shoris which was nimshach b'shemen amishcha during the first Beis Hamikdash, or at least avodasim chanchasim in the second Beis Hamikdash, is all tekusha for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Frank Timara, if you're telling me that the extra yirchotzu is the rabbi's kli shoris, yachik kli chol nami, maybe yirchotzu is so broad in terms of the riboy, maybe includes even a kli chol. And for the more omer abaye kli chol lematzasam. Now that's impossible. Mikal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Mikanoi, from the kir, as you know, the kir had on it, underneath it, a base, the kir of a kanoi. Mada kanoi, she nimshach imoi. The kir and the kanoi were nimshach together. Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk, but back in the psukim dealing with the meshicha of the kelim, it says, umashachta, es a kir, v'es kanoi. It says, befeish in the pasuk that the Shemen HaMishka was used to be Moshech, not only the Kiyah, but also the base, the Kan. So Marach the Kan was Nimshach Imoy, so it has the status of Kiddush of Mashiach. Eina Mekadish, you cannot use that for Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, kli chol she'ein nimshach imoy. The kli chol which is not nimshach, it's just a plain kli chol, agunish. Ein adin she'ein mekadesh. Then avadi cannot use it for kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. So the kal v'chaim is based on the supposition, the assumption that you cannot use the kan for purposes of washing kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. How do you know that you cannot use the kan? Maybe you can use the kan as well for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The son of Yehuda Omer, Yochi Eikan Mekadesh Kederach Shakir Mekadesh. I would think that just like the kir you can use for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you can use the kan as well. Tam Aloimar, it says in the post, v'sisa kir nechoishes v'chan nechoishes. Zok Timor l'nechoishes ikashte v'loy l'dover acher. So explains Rashi that when it says the more hikashtiv, we don't mean a hekish. Rashi uses the term each time he kashiv, he says demisiv. Demisiv means I made a parallel, I made a comparable kli. Just like I have the kir, I also have the kan. Now, if you're thinking, says Rashi, that just like the kir and kan go together, we have a hekish one to the other, they have the same dinam. No. If there would be a hekish, we wouldn't have to repeat the word nechoshes twice. It would be enough to say Vasisa Kir Nachoishis Vachanoi. And I would automatically assume, Kir and Kane go together, just like the Kir is Nachoishis, the Kan is Nachoishis. The fact that the Torah repeats the word Nachoishis, the Torah is telling you, only Nachoishis, Nachoishis Ikashte Veloi Lidover Acher. Only for the Nachoishis is the only thing that they have in common. But you cannot use the Kan for washing. Toisus asks the obvious question, since Kan is a base, think of it as being a small podium, as a small table. Can you wash your hands from a table or from a podium? After all, it doesn't contain water. What are we talking about? So Toisus says, Tubshot. He says, although we normally have in our minds, like any other base, which is holding up something on top, whether we're talking about a statue, whether we're talking about whatever is standing on the base, this base was in fact hollow, says Toisus, meaning that there was an indentation on the top of the base in which they put down and put in the kior. So surrounding the kior from all sides, there was the hollow of the kan. So therefore, theoretically, you could fill up the kan with water, add a spigot, and wash your hands from the kan. Says the Pusik, no, you cannot go and use the kan, you can only use the kir. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, Toisus quotes from Rashi elsewhere, that we're talking about that the kan was was manufactured like an upside down pot. In other words, think of a pot, take away the handles, you have now a nice pot, use it as your base and put on top of it, and again, you're turning the pot upside down. You use that as a base for something on top. So therefore, theoretically, what you could do is take the kan, assuming that the kior was removable from the kan, take the kior, put it down for a moment, take the kan, turn it upside down, fill it with water, solkadai tachamini, use that now for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, kamash malon, no, you cannot go and use the kan, because only nechoishis ikashtiv v'loy ledobrach. So madach the kan itself, which was nimshach b'shem and amishchem, and it was connected with the kiyar. You cannot go and use it for kiddush yadayim raglayim. It's a chavada nevada, a regular kli chol. You certainly can't use for kiddush yadayim viraglayim. Frakti or bazoyam le marzuta bereder mari la ravina malakanish ain osu le toichai toime bekli chol she osu le toichai lechoyer your kal v'chaymer is not a good kal v'chaymer because the purpose of the kan was not to use as a receptacle. The purpose of it was to go and use it as a base. Even if you could use it as a receptacle, because of the two pshatim of Toisus, that there is a hollow at the top of this base, and or because it's like an overturned pot, but that's not the purpose, Rabbi Yisai. That just happens to be part of the construction. If you have your basin in which you wash your negelvasa or whatever, that's meant letoichai. So maybe that could be used for purposes of the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Ela says, "Imar mimenu lemutik lichol." Since the pasuk says, "Rachatzu mimenu Moshe Aharon," we're going to learn mimenu dafka from the kiyar and not from a klichol. Why don't you say the same thing klisharis as well? Mimenu, it's got to be daf kakir and nothing else. No other kli. We asked that already 10 lines ago, asked and answered. And we said, yes, Itaka says mimenu, but we use that mimenu to disqualify kli chol, but we use the extra yirchatsu to include kli shares. Frey Timura, Umar Isa, how did you make that determination? Maybe it should be the other way around. Maybe we should go and say that mimenu comes to exclude kli shares, and the yirchatsu comes to include kli chol. So Timur, come on, that's not a realistic question. Zeto'in Mashiach kamayu. Zeto'in Mashiach kamayu. The Svara would be that, not the Svara, the reason why we're darshaning the psukim in this manner is because at least the klisharis was nimshach b'shem and amishcha. Therefore, at least it has the same kedusha status as the kiyar. So since I have an extra word yirchatsu, I will include in it one of the brethren kalim that was also nimshach, just like the kiyar. But I'm not going to include a klichol, because klichol is totally a regular, normal kli, nothing holy about it. And so therefore, if I have a riboy and a miut, I'll be marba the klisharis, and I will exclude the klichol. Yes?
One big question before we leave this. The pasuk on the bottom of the basis from Shmos, Moshe, Aaron, and Ubanov is not four, it's six. Because at that point, none of Navihu are still alive. Why are we only limiting it to four?
The
Ubanov is everybody.
By the time that they washed from it, this was at the time of the construction, right? So the Torah knew already what was going to happen. Let's see, does Rashi say anything back on Yud Tes Amid Beis? Pasuk Min Avoida, the Sar Yomim, Bien Menetzad, Amakro, the Shoreis, in the Turk, Moshe Haran. Avgavimun, Minigro, the Hoch Yogi, Minich Yodai, who trained Bonav. Okay, it could also mean, I hear you loud and clear. There could be another pshat also, bearing in mind that Miyot Rabim Shnayim, since it says Bonim or Banov, could be therefore that we're referring to two out of the four. In other words, they didn't, even when the four were alive, they didn't have to have a sufficient water to go and Mekadesh all of the Yadayim Reglaim at one time. It was just enough for four, because Miyot Rabim Shnayim, so you have four. And then the other two would just have to wait their turn for filling it up again. Zokti Barbait, Omer Ish Lakish. Kol HaMashlim in the main mikvah, Mashlim Mekir. L'Raviyas Eina Mashlim. Reish Lakish on the surface is a little bit vague. All he says is whatever is good enough to be Mashlim L'Mein Mikvah is good enough to be Mashlim Mekir. However, that's not a good enough to be Mashlim the Raviyas. The Gemara doesn't explain what Reish Lakish means, but Rashi Baruch Hashem does. Rashi reminds us of a Mishnah, which unfortunately you hear from time to time if you, Chas v'Shalom, ever have to go to a base ovel, where they say, Yeshmalim le'poslin, Yeshmalim le'poslin, Einamal be'einam poslin, as you'll recall. It's a Mishnah Mesechtus Mikvois. What is Mashlim? Rashi tells us, look it up in the Mishnah, but it says in the Mishnah, Hasheleg v'haglid v'hakfar, etc. And also the Gemara calls the tit hanoruk, or some adgoyis tit hanoduk. So machloik is not a machloik, it's two versions, whether with a dalit or with a resh. And therefore the Mishnah in Masechtis Mikvois tells us, what happens if you have 39 so'ah of kosher meg shaman, and you want to fill up another so'ah? What you can do is you can go and put in a so'ah of shaleg, or of glid, which means basically snow, or ice, or you can be mashlim it with sleet, or with hail, with barad, and even with titanoric or nodic. What does titanoric mean? That means very, very thin, liquidy mud. You can go and use those as well to be mashlim the 40th saw. Same thing applies to mekir. We just said now you have to have a volume of at least four, the amount that you need for four people to mekadesh yadayim v'ragleihem. Okay? I don't know how much that is. Let's assume that chvais, that's 2 gallons, whatever. So if you only had 1.9 gallons, you can go and fill up the second gallon by putting in some snow and some sleet, and some ice, etc. But you cannot use that for purposes of a revius. In other words, if you had 0.9 of revius and you wanted to be mashlim it by putting in some snow, you wanted to go and put in some ice, no good. Rashi says that the reason is because when you're talking about larger volumes, like 40 sa'a, or the amount that you need for rechitzi zidayim v'raglayim for 4 kehanim, so that's a fairly substantial volume. So if you're missing abyssala, you can throw in the shelig and the glid and the kfar, etc., because these are relatively minute amounts, and therefore they'll be bottled beroyiv, b'shishim, a much larger quantity. When you're talking about a revius, the whole revius is all of 3, 4, 5 ounces. To add, to be mashlim, those 3, 4, 5, by putting in some snow and some sleet, then it's too small a shear to overwhelm that hashlama to go and add in from the snow. Shizokti Gemara, therefore, when getting back to Rish Lakish, kala mashlim mikvah, those items that it says in Mesechtas Mikvus, that the snow and the sleet and the bora, the hail, and the ice can all be mashlim, that 40th sub, ush, also a mashlim mikvah. But for revius, ain't a mashlim. So it's Gemara Lamutei Mai. I'm sorry?
The water had to be come from a subterranean source.
We're going to talk about that, Master Shem. There's going to be a machloikis about that shortly. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, that you can use it for the mikvah and for mekiyar, but not for revius. Frank Gemara Lamutei Mai, what is Rish Lakish coming to tell us? Kosher mashlim for this, yeah. And for that nisht, what is he referring to? Are we talking about the nitanorik means the very liquidy mud? If the water is liquidy enough that a cow could drink from it, then it would be kosher even for revius. In other words, if it is so liquidy that it is thin liquid mud, so that means there's only a little bit of dirt in it, nishkafelech, so the average para is not so makbit. He doesn't know that you're supposed to use a filter because there's chlorine in the water. He drinks efreik nishkakashis. So it would be good enough for revius as well. He ain't para shoich v'shoisimenu. If it's so thick that a para said, no, that's not for me, I need a filter, so fill a mikveh nami and mashlim, but wouldn't work for a mikveh either. In other words, mamadavshach. Why does the Gemara chapu namasim et hapara? Because in fact there are mishnayis in Mesechtas Mikvois that talk about what's the nature of the stitanorik, and has to be drinkable by a para. Only if it's drinkable by a para, then it's considered to be ro'ui lahashlim the mikveh, and now with Rish Lakish, to be mashlim the water in the kir. If it's not drinkable, because it's more solid than liquid, then you can't use it for mikvah either. So, maman of shach. So, to my elamute yavchushin adumim. It comes to exclude yavchushim adumim. What means yavchushim adumim? In the English, it says red midges. Not midgets, but midges. M-I-D-G-E-S. I don't know what a midges is. But Rashi tells us that yavchushim adumim are a type of yitushin. We now think of yitushin today as being mosquitoes, but lavdavke means small flies. And Rashi says that these are created from the water. They are spawned from the water. And therefore, when the Torah tells us that you have to go and use a mikvah of water, not only real live water, but you can also be mashlim by throwing in a couple of these small fly-like items or creatures. I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Well, like fleas or some sort.
Okay, so you can be mashlim with those, but you can only use it for a mikveh as well as the mekiyor, but not for revius. Frey Timura, what? If you're talking about yefchushim aduma filib einayu nami, then it doesn't have to be that you're mashlim a mikveh or mekiyor with these red little flies or whatever. Even if it's be'en. Be'en means even if the entire mikveh was only yavchushin adumin, you could go and toivel in such a mikveh. Really? Anything with the bria, what Kodesh Baruch Hu creates it directly from the water, it's spawned from the water, you're allowed to go and toivel in it. We just said a moment ago, according to Rish Lakish, you could be mashlim the mikveh, or mashlim, you don't have to be mashlim. You can have a full mikveh of 40 sa'a full, not of water, but of yavchushim adumim, of these red little bugs. As long as you have enough for 40 sa'a, You can be toivel in it. The dog in which presumably are also, according to our Gemara, spawned by the water. If you have a large dog, think of a whale, like we had a few days ago with Yoina on Yom Kippur. If now the eye of the dog, says Rashi, and the shuman, meaning the meat of the dog, so to speak, of the eye, or the fats of that eye, if they have dissolved, and now they are a liquidy type of situation, and it's large enough, you could toivel in the eye of that dog, of that whale, and you'd be oitzer, and that would be a kosher tefillah. So you see from that, it's not just a question of being mashlim, but you can have an entire mikvah of an eye of the dog, or the yafchushim adum.
And therefore, it's an eye-opener, as Shelley would say.
Oh, that's an eye-opener. That's great. What a good line. What a good line. Shkoyach. Shelley, by the way, is in Eretz Yisrael now, and he'll be joining us Mirchem after Yom Tov. Hopefully we'll join him during Yom Tov to celebrate in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, Omer Rapapa. So Rapapa says, you're right. Lemute, it's not the Titanorik, and it's not Lemute Yavchushim Adumim, but it's Lemute Nosen So'a V'Notal So'a. Titnan, Mikvah She'esh B'Mem So'a Mechuvanas, you have exactly 40 So'a. Nosen So'a V'Notal So'a, Hari Zeh Kosher. Now what's a Notal So'a, Nosen So'a V'Notal So'a? Rashi says it's referring to May Pei Rice. You have, for instance, orange juice. You have a mikvah that is already, if you had a mikvah with only 39 So'a, and you poured into it 100 gallons of orange juice, it would still be a posel mikveh. However, if you're starting with a mikveh which is already 40 sa'ah, and then you decided to add orange juice to it, let's say a sa'ah of orange juice, obviously the mikveh is still kosher because you started off with 40 sa'ah. And now the orange juice has become bottle to the 40 sa'ah. It's like having now 41 sa'ah of slightly diluted water, kosher. What happens now if you go and take a cup, a barrel or whatever, and you scoop out one saw, and now you're down to 40 saw again, even though you know that when you scooped out, obviously some of what you scooped out was mikveh water, and some of what you scooped out was the former orange juice. So now lechoyre you have less than 40 saw left of pure water in the mikveh. By definition, it's got to be that way, right? You started with 40 saw, you added orange juice, and the orange juice is exactly one saw, you cannot possibly just scoop out the orange juice. It mixes. So you're scooping out a little bit of the water too. I have less than 40, that's okay. Even though I have no longer 40 saw of water, kusha. And you can do this multiple times, our Gemara says. How many times can you do this? Up to 20 saw. So if each time you added a saw, and then you removed the saw, you added and you removed, it is kusha. But don't do this 21 times, because if you do 21 times, theoretically you're going to have less than even half of kosher mikveh water. So you can do it up to half, but not more. So getting back to Gemara, mikveh sheish b'mayim mem so mechuvanis nosen so v'notel so harizeh kosher. The Amar Rav Yehuda b'Ashi lo Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan ad rubai until roiv ad v'loy ad b'chlal. In other words, until 20 so out of the 40. You can keep on removing, but don't do it 21 times, because then I'm afraid you don't even have any more a roiv of kosher mikveh water that you had originally. So Rashi therefore talks about that we're talking about the fruit juices. However, Tosis talks about whether this would also apply to mayim she'uvim, that you started off with 40 saw of meik shamim, which is of course totally kosher mikveh water, and then you kept on adding mayim she'uvim, you were nosen sa'ah v'notel sa'ah. So the Mefarshim, the Poskim, talk about that at length. Anyway, that's the first half of this Omer of Yehuda. Then we have another shtickle. What happens if, says the Gemara, okay, adru, period. So that was the first halacha of Rapapa to tell us the thin nosen sa'ah v'notel sa'ah, and that's the definition of what Reish Lakish was saying. That kol ha-mashlem e-mikveh, mashlem e-kiyar, that you can keep on notel sa'ah v'nosen sa'ah. And the other way around, nosen sa'ah v'notel sa'ah. You can keep on adding and subtracting, adding and subtracting. But make sure it's up to roiv and not more than that. Okay, finished with that shtickle. New shtickle, Omer HaPapa. Em kodach by revias ma'bilim by machtim et sinoiris. Hoyul umech sheir de mikveh asya. What is this Rapapa talking about? You have a big mikveh, and then somebody goes and carves out a little bit of an additional hole, like a little cubby hole, a little pocket there in the wall of the mikveh. And by carving it out, you could now have water sitting there in that little hole there on the side. And initially the mikveh, of course, was very, very high and covered that cubby hole there on the side, and it was all connected. Eventually what happened is the rest of the mikveh water receded, and now you have that cubby hole on the side that has a minimum amount of water, like a revius. That's what the Papa says, "Mkodach boy revius." You carved out that cubby hole on the side of the mikveh. It has in it a revius. Madbilin boy machta tzinoi reyois. You're allowed to go and use that to toivel small little kailim. How small? Machten are needles. Tzinoiris are like little forks, little knives. Tzinoiris often were used, for instance, for, says Rashi, for weaving or for spinning or for manufacturing thread. Small little smittle, Rashi calls them madlegois, like small little forks that are used in the weaving or spinning or sewing process. You can use that. I can use that. Once they are no longer connected to the mikveh water, I don't have 40 saw. Says Rabba Bahil Mechsheda de Mikvasi. Since initially they were part of the mikveh waters, even though the rest of the mikveh water has receded, Kusha B'Yusha, you can go and use them for toiling machtim at Sinaitis. Based on this Gemara, Toisis above, remember Toisis had a machlokes with Rashi, Legabe, what means Koideach in the wall of the Kiyar. So Rashi says we're talking about that you inserted a kli, which was protruding slightly from the kiyar, and that was kusha, even though ain by revius. Says, no. We're talking about kideach, he made a hole, drew some of the water into a smaller kli, and that's kusha. Why is it kusha? Because meyach sheira the mikvah asya. As long as, or in this case earlier, meyach sheira the kiyar ka asya. The water in that cup originally was in the kiyar. So even though this cup itself is smaller than a revius, as long as the original kiyar was large enough to have enough for four kehanim to wash their hands, even though now this smaller cup contains less than a revius, but mechsheira de kiyar kaasya. That's how Toisis learned. Why does Rashi disagree with Toisis? Because if that's the case, you don't have to talk about kideach besoichai, that you bore a hole. Just talk about that you opened up the faucet of the kiyar, poured water into a kli sharis, even if the kli sharis was as small as a little kos that you use for kiddush, less than a revius, all tzakusha. Why do you have to talk kideach betoichai? That's why Rashi probably learns kideach betoichai means, and you left the kli intact within the wall of the kiyar, and the people would go and wash their hands, from that little kli, which was attached to and was a protruded from the kiyar itself. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Omer b'yemni Omer shlokish, may mikveh kshedin lemekiyar. The waters of a mikveh are kosher for mekiyar. Now, what does it mean? It means that we scoop out waters from a mikveh and we put in the kiyar. No. It means lememra lechoyed lemayim chayim dinu. You don't need mayim chayim. In other words, mayim chayim means from a mayon down below, subterranean waters which are flowing, a well, a spring. That's mayim chayim. No, you don't need that. You can even use still waters, make shamim. You can use for the mekir. Remember the mayim chayim dinu. Freiti mor v'atanya. We have a braisa, pamayim. Now this pamayim is referring to a totally different subject. If you have the oiz dalet and Torah or Shalem, it's talking about lemushla korban oila that you bring on the mizbeach. You don't just go and shech the oil and then take the whole thing and put it on the mizbeach, but rather, you have to take it to the basement, you have to strip off of it the outside hide. And what do you do then? You go and cut up the pieces of the oiler into smaller pieces, linsocheha, meaning the stomach and the intestines and all that. You got to go and wash in water to take out a lot of the shmutz. And then, so it says in the Pasuk, Yirchatz b'moyim. What type of mayim? Says the Braisa, it's got to be mayim v'loy b'yayim. Don't use wine to go and clean out the innards. You shouldn't even use, don't even use diluted water. Diluted water meaning wine that you've diluted. And Rashi says, for instance, two parts of water to one part of wine, no good. The word mayim comes to include any type of water, but not wine and not mozik. It's got to be water. Says the Braisa, the kal v'choymer lemei kiyar. If you can use regular waters, then certainly you can go and use kiyar waters. Frank, you want my kal v'choymer lemei kiyar? What's so special lemei kiyar? Lav the mayim chayim nenu. Isn't that implying that regular water is just regular water? This is mekir means mayim chayim water. And isn't that the kavona when it says kal v'chayim? It's, when he says the mekir, it doesn't mean that you extracted water from the kiyar to go and wash the kerev ha'kra'ayim. He just means the same type of water that you use for the kiyar, kal v'chayim, you can go and use for rinsing out the innards. So now the question is, so what's the type of water that's so special, kal v'chayim? L'chayim, we mean mayim chayim. Is the charaya that mekir has to be mayim chayim and not mikvah water? After Moloi, the Kaddish. It means to tell us that you can use regular water, and certainly you can use holy waters. Holy waters means waters that were actually in the kiyar. So according to the Havamina, we were talking about waters that are ra'oi to be used in the kiyar, which is Mayim Chaim. And therefore, not only regular waters, but even, certainly Mayim Chaim water. Now the Gemara said, no. It could be that the Mayim, you do not need Mayim Chaim for your kiyar. The Kal V'Chaimah just means to say, if you can use regular waters that come out of a regular sink, then certainly you can use waters that are coming from a Kli Shares, because they have a degree of Kedusha to them. Therefore, you have no raya that the Mekir has to be made with Mayim Chaim water. Frey Timara, Ukedishi, Mal Yusihi. You're telling me because of the fact that it's Kadosh, that's a special Mala. V'atonavir of Shmuel. Tana, here it says, the Beis Shmuel on the side, it says, some say Rebbe Shmuel, we already have the correction, but Tana, the Beis Shmuel, the Mayim She'in Lehem Shem Levi, waters that do not have a nickname. Shem Levi means a connected name to them, but they're just called Mayim, they're not called May something or other. Yotsu, Amzeis, Mekir She'esh Lehem Shem Levi. The Mekir, in fact, is no good for purposes of washing the Kerev Vakra'ayim, because it's got to be just water alone and not water that is hyphenated with another word, like Mekir. So, Ibazoi, you're telling me Kal V'Chomer, not only regular water, but certainly the water from the Mekir. If you're telling me it's Al Tzikdush's Mekir, if you're telling me it means Mayim Chayim, okay, that's good. Mayim Chayim is not considered to be hyphenated, it's just water from a Mayan. That's normal. If you're going to tell me Mekir, that means you don't even call it Mayim Kir, you call it Mekir. Mekir means the waters of a Kir. That's no good, because as a Shem Levi, it's got to be Mayim alone. So Timur Elav Muzuch signs, what means Mekir? Dere Uyil Mekir. Alma Mayim Chayim Ninu. So bottom line is, we see that Mekir was exclusively Mayim Chayim. And Rish Lakish was Rish Lakish, Rapapa said in the Yomad Aleph, Omer V'Yomad Rish Lakish, May mikvah kosher mekiyar. Didn't we just say that only mayim chayim is kosher mekiyar? It's a gevaldige kasha on Reish Lakish. After the Gemara Tanoi, it's in fact a machlokes Tanoi. So what Brother Shai was talking about a half an hour ago, which I told him we're going to talk about in the Gemara. Oh, says Gemara, it's a machlokes. The Rabbi Yochanan mekiyar. What's the derivation? Where do the waters in the kiyar come from? Rabbi Shmuel, oyim meimayin hein. It has to be dafka for meimayin and nowhere else. Say, no, you can take regular, normal water and use it in the kiyar. It's a machloikis where the water in the kiyar came from. Does it have to come from a mayon, or can it be any type of regular water? You may recall.
Why is the psula of lina? You take any type of water, it's good.
How come the blood of a carbon, which was Roitz Zrika Saddam, at 5:59 and 6 o'clock in the evening, Shkia Sechama, it now becomes Possibilina. That's the Torah says, that if you have that blood there until this man, kosher. After this man, no longer kosher. You have the waters in the Mekiyar, which are to be Mekadish Adayim Vraglayim of the Kahanim that are using it to spritz the blood, just like the spritzing the blood now has become possible. The water that the Kehanim were going to use for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to sprinkle the blood also becomes possible. Okay? That was the drush of yesterday. I've told you this.
So you caught,
I'm sorry?
Here that you take, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're doing fine. So it makes no difference.
Yes. Implies that you can take any type of water and use it for the cure, but you would have to put it down below the subterranean.
Yes, and attach it to the Mayim Chaim to go and to recharge and replenish it, and not to replenish in a physical sense, but replenish in a spiritual sense. What you're saying is correct. The original waters could be just plain waters that you take from the sink, and then after that, but when it comes Shkia time, or when it comes Aloysa Shacha time, make sure that they are connected with the waters down below, so that you can continue using them for the future. Good. And so the Gemara Vayta. Talk to Gemara Orel. Now we have concluded. How did we get into this lengthy discussion? Because we spoke about in the Mishnah all of those Kehanim that are disqualified, not the Kehanim, but all those people that are disqualified to go and do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. We started with the Zohar, and then we went on to the Oinin, we went on to Tevil Yoyim, and Mechusar Bigodim, and Mechusar Kippurim, and then we talked about those that were Shlei Rochtz Yedeim Viragleim. All of those people, not only are they pasul, but they pasul the avoider. If they did the Zerikas Adam, the carbon is pusul. Take out the carbon and burn it on the base Hadashin. And then you got to start from fresh. So we continue on the list in our Mishnah, Orel. Orel has two definitions, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Poshibshan Orel is referring to a person who unfortunately did not have a bris milah, not because he's a bad guy, but Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. Rachman Litzlan, his brothers passed away in the middle of the Mila, and all the doctors said, you can no longer mal any of the other siblings, because unfortunately there is a medical problem with this family. In modern day terms, they talk about hemophiliacs. Anyway, so says Oral, if he did the Avoida without having a bris, guess what? The Avoida is possible. You know, then how do we know? There's no posik in the Torah. You remember we had this Gemara a couple of days ago, and the Gemara says, if only Yecheskel wrote it, we don't know it from Moshe Rabbeinu, how can we learn it from Yecheskel? And the Gemara says that they had a Mesoira Gamra Gemirla, they knew by Mesoira that that's the halacha, and then Yecheskel Hanovi went and codified it by writing it in Sefer Yecheskel. So what does it say in that posik? Kol Benechav Aralev. Orelev, Orel Basar, Layovi El Mikdoshi. A Benecher Orelev, or an Orel Basar, he should not come to the Beis Midrash to do the Avoid. Uminon the Bechali Avoid, how do I know that this Orelev or this Orel Basar are Mechali Avoid? The Chziv, Aviachem, Benei, Necher, Areli Lev, Areli Basar, Liois Ben Mikdoshi, Lechalel as Beisi. They're Mechalel. Now, Lechalel Beisi is not even the final word. After that, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'krivchem eslachmi, chelev adam. Oh, so they are mechalel the kodshim by having an orel basar or an orel leif. Now, what's the definition of these two? Turn about it, said in the Braisa. The Pasuk begins, Kol ben necher. Ben necher yochel ben necher mamish. I would think ben necher means a goy, a non-Jew. That's the ben necher, that he's going to come into the Beis Hamikdash to do a void, and we say, no, he shouldn't come in. So tomorrow, Yochel ben Necher Mamish, Tamaloyma Aralev. We're not talking about a goy, we're talking about a yid. Because after all, even among yidin, not all Jews are kosher to do the avoid, only the Kahanim. So Madach, even a Levi in Yisrael can't do the avoid, if Sheitzach a ben Necher can't do the avoid if ben Necher means a goy. But rather, ben Necher means an Aralev. What means an Aralev? Explains Rashi, that means unfortunately somebody that is off the derech, OTD. That person who's nisnakru maasav, I tomorrow will say another, in kei matamaloyim ben echor, she nisnakru maasav avinish v'shamoyim. So Rashi says that is a reilis liboy. Then nechshovim lenachrim lamokim. A person who's OTD and he doesn't believe in the mitzvahs anymore, he doesn't follow the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he doesn't follow the Torah, it's as nisnakru maasav, it's as if he has been divorced, he has been rejected from any avoidus Hashem, and therefore he passes the avoidus. Okay, so therefore we know what the Orel Lev means a person who's Nebuch Nisnakru Masav. Then the Orel Lev, Orel Basel Minayim. Orel Basel means, as we said before, Rashi says, Vuhu Tzadik. The Orel Basel could be a Tzadik Yisad Oilam. He could be a Chovetz Chaim. The only reason why he doesn't have a Mila, Chas V'Sholom, is because his brothers died B'Shas Mila. But otherwise, he's a wonderful person. He's a Tzadik. So how do I know he's also disqualified to do the Avodah Tamalayim of the Orel Basar? That's the Orel Basar that we're referring to. Pray the Moritzrich, what do I need both the Orel Lev and the Orel Basar? Because of the Orel Basar, Mishin de Mois. The reason why he passes the Avodah because it's Nimas, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu wants people that had a bris, someone that didn't have a bris, even though it's not his fault. But Lemaisa, he's coming in with an Orla on his Basar. So that's why he's disqualified, and he causes the avoided to be possible. He looks like any other Jew when you take off his clothing, and so therefore he's not nimis. I would think that he can do the avoided, or at least he's not machal the avoided. After all, this guy is a Rasha. Unfortunately, he's off the derech big time. That's the reason why he passes the avoida. Aval oral basa the liba l'shemoyim es chad tzadik yisod oylem. Hey, maloi tzrich let you have to both of them that they both pass the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And the final category for today is the tamei who is possible. Now, when we learn tamei, we normally think of anybody that's tamei. He's a tamei sheretz, he's a tamei nevela, balkeri, tamei mes. Our Gemara tells us now, gevaldi gechidish, amru zikne dorim. Loishanu, when did we say that a Tomei passes the Avoida? El a Tomei Sheret. If the only reason for his Tomei is he touched a dead Sheret. Av Tomei Mes. V'torek Shemaratze B'tzibur. Maratze Name B'yochid. So Zikni Dorim are telling us a Gevaldi Gechidish. If you're small time Tomei Sheret, you just go to the mikveh, Herif Shemesh, and your Tohar, that passes the Avoida. If you're a heavy duty Tmei Mes, where you need the Hazor Shlishi Shvi of the Paraduma. Holy cow! The Dievet, if he did the Avoida is good. He's not Mechal the Avoida. What's the Svara behind it? Because we know that a Tmei Mes, the Torah was Matir in the case of Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur, right? If Roiv of Klai Yisrael, or Roiv of the Kahanim, will happen to be Tmeim, what's it in? You bring the carbon B'Tumma. That's, of course, L'Dechat Chila. Says our Gemara, b'diyaved, if we're talking about a Tmei Mes, by a Yochid, not by a Tzibur. Because by Tzibur you don't need, Nishka b'diyaved is l'chatchila, Tumhut b'tzibur. But if you had a Yochid, b'diyaved, it's also kusha by Tmei Mes. So again, and obviously there's the obvious Kal v'chomer, Madach Tmei Mes, which is such an intensive Kedusha, such intensive Tumah, you say that the Avoid is okay, but the Chavada Tmei Sheretz, where the Tumah is so much less. So that's the tremendous Chiddush here, as we'll see in the Gemara. Omer Zikni Dorim. Lo Yishonu, that we say Tmei is possible, Ela Tmei Sheretz. Tmei Mes, Mitoch Shemaratze B'Tzibur. After all, a Koyin who is Tmei, or Klal Yisrael, the Roiv of them are Tmeim. You can go and bring Tumah B'Tzibur. It's Maratze, Nami B'Yochim B'Dievan. If you had a Koyin who is Tmei Mes, and he did the avoided by Yochid, it's kosher, it does not become possible. What's the Kal v'chomer? The Tmei Mes. Ma'adah Tmei Mes she'to'in hazor shlish u'shvi. Meratzah, this is the really Tomei Yikra. He has to have hazor shlish u'shvi of the Paraduma. And nevertheless, you're saying, b'diyeved, if he brings the carbon, he's Meratzah. Tmei Sheret she'to'in hazor shlish u'shvi. He just has to go to the mikveh and wait a couple of hours or minutes. And then he should be meratza the carbon. The carbon should not become possible. Hard to understand the Zikni Dar. Everything more
Zikni Dar, do we know who they were?
The Gemara says elsewhere that he was a tremendous chachamim. The Zikni Darim, they would engage in debates and disputations in the Gemara, and they would try to show that they were smarter than all the others, and they're considered to be. They were very, very, very smart individuals. Anyway, Kasavi Zikni Dorim, Mechaprim Kim Miskaprim. Mechaprim over here means the Kohanim. Miskaprim means the Balim. The Koyin is like the Balim. Ma Miskaprim to Tmei Mes in, to make sure it's loy. Just like by Miskaprim. When do we say the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? Only if roiv of klal yisrael tumei mes. What happens if roiv of klal yisrael happen to be tumei sheret? Then there's no din of tum hutra betzibur, only betumei mes. Af mechap, and the same thing applies to the kahanim. Tumei mes in tumei sheret loy. The kahanim, when can they do the avodah? After all, the whole svar of the zikni dorim is that since I find betumei mes by tzibur, by the tum hutra betzibur, and you have roiv of tzibur, so the same thing is b'diavad tum hutra biyachid. If you're talking about tumas mes, oh, but that's only by tumas mes. We don't find that by tumas sheret. If roiv of klal yisrael tumei sheret, you wouldn't say you can go and bring the carbon tumah. So therefore, when you have a koyin that's a tumei sheret, also it's not maratze even b'diavad. Zokti mar my kasavri. Let me understand where the zikni dorim are coming from. There's a machloikis the gabi tumei sheret, whether you can go and be shoychid v'zoyrik. What does that mean? A person brought a carbon, and unfortunately, he happens to be a tumei sheret. Okay, so what does he need to go and be tahar? He can go to the mikveh, and he'll be tahar, be herev shemesh. Since every carbon can be eaten liyoyim v'layla, and of course shlomim can be eaten for longer, okay, so then this tumei sheret says, I'm not going to touch it, I'm not going to eat it the whole day, but in Yad Hashem, right after I go to the mikveh, and after Herav Shemesh, then I'm going to go and eat the carbon. Can the Kehanim bring a carbon on behalf of a Tamei Sharet, who cannot eat the carbon now, he can only eat the carbon tonight, after Herav Shemesh. And that's a big machloikis. So what do the Zikni Dorim hold? My Kasabri, Ikasabri, ain't Shech Lezorik al Tamei Sharet, that you cannot shecht and be zorev for tumei sheret. Meaning, that if he cannot eat it now, you cannot bring a carbon. Don't send the carbon through a shliach. Don't give it to the kahanim and say, I'll eat the carbon tonight. You're not allowed to bring such a carbon. Wait until tomorrow, until the person is taught. If that's the case, that by a yochid, we will not allow him to do the shechita, we will not allow the kahanim to do the shechita zrika on his behalf, to be able to eat the carbon tonight by Tumei Sheret, so then you should say the same thing by the Tzibur as well. That what? Ha kosh b'yachid nidche Tzibur avdi b'tuma. We learn from Hilchoy's Carbon Pesach. Ish ki atomi l'nefesh, oy b'derech ha'choy k'lechem. He cannot bring the carbon Pesach rishayim. He'll bring the carbon Pesach shayni. The Gemara darshins in that, it's tafkiya v'etzayin. Ish! What happens if it's a Tzibur? Tzibur is not nidcha to Pesach Sheni. To mahutra b'tzibur, to mahutcha b'tzibur, you bring the carbon b'tumma by tzibur. Now, if you're going to go and tell me that the same halacha legabi a yachid applies to a yachid who's a tmei mes, applies to a yachid who's a tmei sheret, therefore it's now erev Pesach, Yankel Smith, who happens to be a tmei sheret, wants to bring the carbon Pesach, and we tell him, sorry, you can't. Because ain shoychdim v'zorkel tumei sheret. What is he going to have to do? He's also going to have to wait until Pesach Sheni. Says Rashi, and that's why it says in the pasuk twice, ish ki atomi l'nefesh. The first ish is a tumei mes, tomi l'nefesh. The second ish comes to tell you even another form of tumah, like a tumas sheret. He cannot bring the carbon now. Why can't he bring the carbon now? Because he's tomei. He's going to have to wait until Pesach Sheni. So if that's the case, as you want to, Kol shebiyachid nidcha, any time that the yachid is nidcha, not only the tamei mes, but also the tamei sheret, then the tzibur abdi betoma. So then let the tzibur, even if roiv of them are tamei sheret, let them go and do the avoyde betzibur. And if that's the case, b'diavad, if you have a koyin who is a tamei sheret and is doing the avoyde, it should not be machal the avoyde, because since if you had a roiv of klal yisrael or roiv of the kahanim tamei sheret, you can go and do tum hutra b'tzibur. So then you should say that it's hutra b'diavad, even by a korban, by a koyin who's tmei sheret, if he does be yochid. So it's well, kasavi musach zayin, that the zikni dorim hold shoyich nevzorik al tmei sheret, that you can be shoyich nevzorik al tmei sheret. In other words, when one individual in Erev Pesach is a tmei sheret, no problem, Rabbi Yid Yankel Smith, we're going to go and check the korban Pesach on your behalf, and you'll be able to eat it tonight. And so therefore, says Rashi, then the same thing applies if roiv of Kalal Yisrael happen to be Tumei Sheret. we will go and shecht for them, not because tumahutra betzibur. We're going to go and bring it for them because shaykhtim v'zarkin al tmei sheret. Since I don't have a raya, according to Zikni Dorim, that tumahutra betzibur by tmei sheret, lechad chila by a tzibur, I cannot go and say that b'diyavan tumahutra biyachid by a koyin who is a tmei sheret. You have a question, Barry.
Yeah, we were learning Tiful Yom is Machal Le'avoda, it's May Sheretz Lo Kol Shekein. The whole approach here is kind of puzzling me.
Okay.
I mean, if a Tiful Yom is Machal Le'avoda, it's May Sheretz, it's worse than a Tiful Yom.
There's no question about that. The question is whether the Tiful Yom that we're talking about in the Mishnah is talking about a Tiful Yom of a Tumas Sheretz or a Tiful Yom of a Tumas Mes. So you're saying by Tumas Mes, what are you talking about a Tiful Yom? Because on the seventh day of a Tumas Mes, after the Hazars, he has to go to Mikveh. And he's not Torah until nightfall. Exactly. So that Tvul Yoim, according to the Zikne Daroim, that Tvul Yoim is Mutter already. Why? Because the only one that passes is Tumay Sheret. But Koyin, who's a Tumay Mes, who is a Tvul Yoim, he doesn't even have to be a Tvul Yoim. He happens to be Mamish Tomei. Mamish Tomei. If he does the Avodah, of course we'll throw him out and say, hey, you, Tomei, Aros, Keiros for the Beis Mikdash. But what happens if he does the Avodah that he's a Tumay Mes? Say the Zikni Dorim, but the Avod, it's a kosher Avod, it's not Mechal Avod. Okay? Amma Ula. Ula got very excited with the Zikni Dorim, and Amma Ula, Tokaluhu Reish Lakish Lidroimoy. Dreimoy means the Zikni Dorim, that Reish Lakish was like blowing in the air. Who did we have? Chanan Bisha, right? He went and blew in somebody else's ear with the shofar. So this is an expression. Rashi says, Tokaluhu Tzok Lehem Koyl Godel. He screamed at them. He was shouting at them, the Zikni Dor. Who has the greater strength when we're talking about doing avoida bituma? Who's the greater one? Is the mechaprim, the koyhanim that are mechaper, or it's the koyach miskaprim, the balim? Have a koyach miskaprim. You have to go and say, based on the forthcoming kal v'chomer, which you're going to bring, that the koyach miskaprim of the balim become tamei is greater in terms of kal v'chomer than the koyach of the kahana. What is the kal v'chomer? Uma b'mokim shenitma'u balim v'sheretz mishalchin karban yisayim, mokim where the balim became tomei tumasheretz. They're allowed to mishalech karban yisayim. In other words, according to you, Zikne Dorim, which we just finished five lines ago, kasabri shoichten v'zorken al tomei sheretz. If you have one individual Yankel Smith, or you have 100 Yankel Smiths, or you have 100,000 Yankel Smiths that are all Tamei Sheret, Mishalchim Karban Yisayim, they can send their kabbanis with the Shliach and Shoich them the Zarkin, and you'll be able to eat at night. Koyin Shenitma B'Sheretz Ein Maratz. Nevertheless, a koyin who's Nitma B'Sheretz, you're telling me, Zikne Dorim, based in our Mishnah, the Ein Maratz, that if he did the Avodah is Chulin, he's Machal and Pasel Zavoida. Mokim Shenitmu Balam B'mes. A place where it wasn't just that the Balam became Tumi Tumas Sheret, but they came Tumas Mes. She'im Mishalim Karban Yisayim. We don't have to go and send their Karbanis because Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, Koyin Shenitmu Mes, and it didn't Shein Maratza. In the Chavada Nevada, the Koyin who became Tumas Tumas Mes, he should not be able to Maratza. In other words, once again, we started off. If the Balam become Bisharet, Mishalach Karban Yisayim, whether it's one or 100 or 1,000,000 Yidna Tumei Sheretz, they can send their Kabbanis and eat it at night. That is what the Gemara meant when it says, which is greater, the Koyach Mechaper or Koyach Miskaprin? Have you heard Koyach Miskaprin? Because the Balam, they're all Tumei Sheretz, they can send their Kabbanis and we're going to bring their Kabbanis on their behalf. But nevertheless, the Koyin, who's the Mechaper, Shenitim Bisharet, Ein Maratza. That's Pshat Na Mishnah according to the Zikne Dor. So Mokim Shenitmu Balim B'mes, where the Balim have a much more deep and intense Tumah, Tumas Mes, She'im Mishalchim Karban Yisayim, they don't send their Kabbanis because Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we're going to go and bring it right now for all of these Tumah Mes. Koyin Shenitmu B'mes, and it didn't Shemaratza, the Chavada Nevada, the Koyin that became Tumah B'mes, he should not be able to go Mimaratza, in other words, he should be metame, not only metame, but he should passel the kabbanis that he is dealing with. Yet the Zikni Dorim said, The only ones that passel the carbon is Tumei Sheretz, but not to Tumei Mes. Everything more Kasavid Nidorim Tumei Mes Nami Mishalach Carbon Oisev. Wow. Big Chiddush number two. That if you have a Tumei Mes, we always thought until now you gotta wait until Pesach Shiny. A Tumei Mes on Erev Pesach could go and be one of the Menuyim, and he could go and bring his carbon biyoitz on Erev Pesach. Frey Timur, how can you even think of something like that? In other words, you have to do Pesach Shiny. You can't go and do Pesach Rishon. What you're saying sounds almost like Minus. The Torah says Befeirish that you have to go and wait until Pesach Shiny. And you're telling me now that a Yochid who's Tamei Tamei Mes can send his Kabbanis. In other words, he can be Yoitza Pesach Rishon. That's hair raising. How can you say something like that? Every more the mitzvah, that's only lechat chila. Lechat chila Tamei Mes has to wait until Pesach Shiny. Zikne Dorim hold that if you have a person who's Nitma B'mes, he could be Yoitza Pesach Rishon. If you or I would say that, we'd say the guy's an apikoidis. Zukti Yimara, Zikni Dorim say, no, that's only Lichat Chili has to wait for Pesach Shine. If he brings the Pesach Rishon, Kusha, Kusha, Kusha. He was Yoitz. Frank Yimara, V'ikoksiv, Ishlefi Achloi, T'choysa Alese. You have to be Roy Lachila. He's not Roy Lachila because T'choysa means this man Shchita. At this man Shchita, Ner Pesach, he's not Roy Lachila. How can you go and check? Says Yimara, that's all a mitzvah. If they shechted on behalf of Yankel Smith, who was a Tmei Mes, kosher, the carbon is kosher. So therefore, the Kal V'chaymah that you asked of the Zikne Dorim falls away, and therefore the tekiah that Ula or Reb Shlokish was making, that tekiah was not a good tekiah. You have to go and call the Balmakre. They should do another tekiah gedoyla, because the Zikne Dorim have been able to forenfer the kashis. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. We wish you all a wonderful Freilich HaLechtig and Yom Tov.